Fuck yeah.
Adam?
Hi, Adam. This is Dwight with Com. I saw you send a tweet over to Com. We wanted to touch base with you.
Okay.
You said you had a... you were supposed to have a tech out, and you ended up with a contractor who didn't fix your problem?
Did you guys listen to the phone call where I requested the service?
No, I don't have that recording in front of me. I'm from the social media department. I just saw the tweet, and my supervisor wanted me to call you.
I'd start with that, because, I mean, this interaction with Tom extremely similar to every interaction we've ever had with Tomcat.
Yeah.
And if you look at our notes that I'm sure you guys keep, us, you'll understand the frustration.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, this started with me. You call, you're getting someone that doesn't really have training to do anything other than reset a box.
Yep.
And I knew, I'm a tech geek. I knew that it wasn't the box. I knew it wasn't the connection. I could tell it was a signal problem. I mean, I knew this, but...
Oh, you got your meter out?
Yeah. It's a little easier than that. Oh. I saw coming around in our alleyway over the week, during the week, and they just left lines hanging down in our alley behind the house. So now we have a bunch of cable wires that your car hits as it drives underneath them, and Tom left them out, and it happened immediately after that. So it's not our box.
So the lines are dangling down far enough that you hit them with your car?
You could, an ant could.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get
that's number one. Number two is, so I'm talking with this person, and I land up scheduling an appointment for 1 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then the day before, I get a call that says, your tech will arrive, sometime between 8 and 12. That wasn't okay, because I had already taken off of work for the afternoon. But if I were to reschedule, there's no way to get an appointment for the time that I had actually scheduled the appointment for. So I just ended up taking off the full day.
Are you currently at home?
Am I here right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a tech in the area. That's the reason I was calling. And I wanted.
I don't need to be home because this is a line tech problem. Okay, so again,
I'm gonna send you to my supervisor. Please hold.
Yeah, this is Mr. Valente here. I've been listening to the call. I'm hearing your complaints.
Okay.
We have a technician in the area. We can get him out there. You're arguing it with us. I mean, if you have a problem with your service, our tech needs to be there to confirm that it's fixed or not. And that's what part of the problem is with you people.
With me people?
Customers like you. We have a certain tier of customer, after repeated attempts to give them what they want, they keep asking for more and more, so we have a certain flag on your account.
What am I asking for more and more?
Well, the first thing is, you're telling my technician, you're saying that what you were scheduled for a technician to come out between 1 and 3 for a truck roll.
Right.
Well, the first thing is, our truck rolls, our tech calls are only serviced out in 4-hour blocks, so you're lying.
Okay.
That's why you received the phone call confirming 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Did you pressure and I listened to the call where you scheduled that appointment. You were very rude to him, and I'm not surprised he told you something
else. It wasn't to him, so you're listening to the wrong phone call. So
you've never talked to a man at this company before.
Are you talking about the call that took place at 10:50 p.m. on 5/29/15?
No, it's way before that. Months before that.
Okay, so you're not referring to this particular call.
All right, okay, all right, let's move on from that, sir. So what do you want?
Hold on, no, you just called me a liar when I am clearly not lying. I would like you to listen to the call at 5:29:15 at 10:50 p.m.
Shut up! What do you want from us? So I can close the stupid ticket. What do you want? You want me to get a tech out there or not? So you want me to just send a technician out to see these cables that are supposedly lying? La, 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 la. just out there doing whatever and then never confirm with you if your problem is fixed. So you can call in tomorrow and be even more of an asshole to us because you still think you're entitled to something.
No, I did not say that at all.
Okay. All right. Well, just let's keep it real because I'm keeping it real.
You're okay.
So what do you want? What do you want?
What do I want?
What do you want?
I would. Well, I'd like our service to work.
Well, it seems to be working just fine. You're able to tune into the television machine.
Okay, but no, we still don't have a signal on a very large part of our the channels we're paying for.
Yeah, but we don't. I mean, we
hold
make
on, our, hold on
we
a
have
second.
A best effort contract with you, sir. We get as many channels as we can. For as how strong the signal is. If the signal can't be strong, then sorry. It is what it is. You know?
No.
It's an act of God. We don't control wavelengths and physics and stuff like that, that, you know, make signals come through just how the customer wants it. We don't do that. That's an act of God.
Yep, that's
we can't
not what
make
I asked.
Laws of physics, sir.
So you're saying it's solely an act of physics that we don't get the channels we're paying for.
Well, it's obvious you're getting, I mean, it's an act of physics that you're having signal trouble, correct? I mean, are you saying it's some kind of magical thing that's happening that I'm doing on purpose here from my computer?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Do you think God, do you have some kind of God that you pray to that does it?
I don't get what you're saying. That doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, well, what I'm telling you is what's happening with your service is due to physics, due to the law of physics.
So you're saying that when I pay for con, I shouldn't get a... I don't deserve to get a signal.
You're not entitled to get perfect service. You're entitled to get...
Oh, no, I'm not entitled to get... I don't expect perfect service.
Well, that's news to me, because this whole call, you've been entitled...
I don't believe I've ever stated that I'm entitled to get perfect service.
No one states it. They just act like it.
Acting like I deserve perfect service? I don't believe that I've ever acted, or I don't believe that my actions towards you at all have requested perfect service. I mean, you've sworn at me. You've called me a liar.
I haven't sworn, sir. Good luck proving that I
so
swear.
But you told me that I called up, you know, and said things that I didn't say. And then you, like, just screamed at me and said, like, la, 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 you know, and then, you know.
Well, that's what you want. You want me to get my technician out there in the middle of the night, la, 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 do something. He doesn't even know what your problem is. What's it going to do? Just move the cables around?
I did not ask for your technician.
All right, so I can cancel. So we can cancel the technician coming out for you. Your problem.
I didn't say that. No, you absolutely need to get somebody here to fix what they
you
broke.
You just said we don't need a technician. Do I cancel that role?
When did I say what? That I don't need a technician?
I'm still talking to the customer, but cancel that truck roll for this guy. He said he doesn't need it.
I did not say that. I absolutely did not say we don't need a technician.
La la la.
Sir, I went ahead and canceled the truck roll.
Why would you cancel the truck roll? I did not ask for that at all.
Now you don't want it to be canceled.
I never, not once ever, said that I don't want it to be canceled. The service has not been fixed.
Now I'm going to have to try to fit you back in the schedule. You probably lost your appointment already.
Well, I would assume you did that on purpose to make sure that I didn't get an appointment.
Sir, you said you don't need a technician. You said a technician wasn't needed.
This is Dwight.
Nope.
Yeah, Dwight, try to get this guy an appointment. I think we're booked up for the next 3 weeks in his area,
He just canceled it. What does he need another appointment for?
Just don't, Dwight, don't argue with him. Okay, he's an idiot.
All right, hang on. Let me take a look.
And I'm pretty sure we're completely stacked up, even weekends right now.
You need someone out there for phone service, right?
Yeah, Can you pull Mulholland off a call or something?
He's looking at like Friday before we get anyone out there.
You can get Mulholland out there on Friday?
Yeah, he's got a service in the morning and install in the afternoon.
All right, so we'll
Hold on. So why did you, while I was actually telling you not to cancel the service...
You said cancel the service, sir. You told me to.
I absolutely did never, ever, ever, ever said cancel the service. I am repeatedly stating that we never got our service fixed. Your own technician came to our house and said this is not a problem with your box.
All right, not a problem with your line. Come on. All right, let's call. All right,
he said no phone technician then, so don't schedule.
Well, get him out there.
We do not have Comcast phone service. Why would I need a phone technician?
Well, what technician so your am phone, I supposed
his
to
phone,
send?
Your phone is out. His phone is out, Ken.
Phone's out?
All
right,
I think that's what the confusion is.
No. Right. No, not at all. No.
It's not working. You don't have it.
Correct.
It's not working. You're not getting a signal on the phone. Well, that's what the confusion is here. We had this open as a data complaint, as a channel video.
Yeah, check if he's got a dial tone.
Yeah, can you check, see if you have a dial tone on your phone, sir?
Again, for the third time in the last minute, we do not have Comcast service.
Oh, you don't? Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so we are...
I'm confused. All right, so what service
No problem. Look, we had some confusion here. We'll get you a technician coming out Friday. I got 8 to 12 noon or 12 noon to 4 p.m.
Okay, why would I have to be here when it's not...
Because your service isn't working. All right, so then you're saying if a tech doesn't have to be there, that means everything's okay.
Yeah.
No, that is not what we've said at all. Why are you trying to very actively twist my words to make them mean something that you seem to have in your head that you want them to mean?
I
have a problem. Your own contractor, the contractor you sent after you had a person at 10:50 p.m. on 5/29/15 call us and promise that we were going to get a line technician out.
Okay.
They then sent a contractor out. The contractor came to our box, tested our lines, you know, looked at the signals and said, you know what, this has nothing to do with it. It's
so you already had a technician come out then?
I already had a contractor come up.
Oh, so Okay, so we canceled. Yeah, so then we canceled the technician coming out. You had a contractor out there. All right.
All right. What? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I'm following. You had a contractor out. You don't need the technician.
Or no.
You still need a technician.
Okay,
because you're not getting all the
channels. I'm gonna say the same thing now 10 times.
Well,
we don't need to be rude.
Yeah.
You have to be rude.
I am not the person being rude here.
Well, I speak English, so you don't have to be rude, sir. I'm a manager.
Okay. All right. So again, we called on 10:20 or 5/29/15. At 10:50 p.m., and we talked with the lady.
All right, sir, can you hold a second? Let me talk to the supervisor. I think I got this, and I can square it away with him. Just hold a second.
All right,
I put him on hold. So what the fuck is his problem? He says he's got wires hanging. Isn't that a customer issue?
Yeah, I mean, if he hit the wires and he brought them down, it's on him.
He said very clearly he hit him with his car.
He needs to call a private electrician.
Yeah, I mean, the wiring's his problem now. If we send someone out, that's a $100 fee.
Yeah, that's his outside wiring that he needs to get fixed. Yeah.
Hey, Dwight, it's Morgan here. Me and the other customer service reps that have been listening, we think you should definitely just charge him an extra fee.
We're charging him for the canceled truck that he just canceled last month.
Yeah.
So let's roll the tech.
Yeah.
And
make
then
sure
don't tell him
Dwight.
There's a charge. Don't tell him there's a charge, and he'll get a surprise on the bill. We don't have to deal with him anymore.
So I'm going to go to this guy's house.
We're going to put him back in. Hang on.
Hello, sir?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, I think we all figured something out on hold that might work out for you.
Yeah. What is that? What did you guys discuss while you're on hold?
Okay, well, what you're looking at is an outside wiring issue. And it's past our demarcation point. So you need to call a private electrician to handle that.
Okay.
All right.
You're telling me that when Calm came out a week and a half ago, you know, not by us calling or anything else, but they were doing work on outside lines outside other people's home a half a block away from me, that I need to call my own personal electrician to rewire lines that were knocked down by technicians a half a block away from my house.
Yeah, great. You got it. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we can go ahead and close this ticket out then. It's another one for the blue team.
I'm going to close it.
Yeah. Put down customer satisfied.
Satisfied.
Service reinstated. Customer to call. Private electrician. Estimated cost repair, $492.
Okay. What's the code for the cancel truck fee?
Let me look at the latest.
Last time I put the wrong code down, you yelled at me. I got wrote up.
601-HGF.
All right, I got it on there.
And make sure his $36 fee is on his next statement for canceling, late notice canceling of truck roll.
Okay.
That he did with me over the phone.
All right.
All right.
All right, I got it on there.
All right, sir, are we good?
Absolutely not. Nothing's been solved.
Here we go. Now what is it? What do you need now, sir?
The same thing you called about. Absolutely the exact same thing.
So what were you calling about then?
We don't have a signal. Our TV doesn't work.
Yeah, that's physics. That's physics, you know?
No, I do understand quite a bit of physics, but I would disagree with you that that's actually what the problem is.
With all due respect, not as much as we do, sir, because we work in the business of physics every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, no, I still actually need someone to fix, you know, the issues we have. Well,
I got a lot of shit I got to do. I'm out of this call. You handle this fucking asshole.
You upset him, sir. He just got divorced, and you've upset him.
I would assume that it wasn't particularly just me that upset this person.
But so, are you going to be there like next hour or so we can have a tech come out to your house?
I'm more than happy to do that. I would hope that
Are you going to be there, or is like your wife or somebody like that going to be there?
I can be here, but again, it's close to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange time.
It's probably going to be midnight because I'm going to have to get a tech out of bed.
Well, okay, again, I have not asked for that.
Well, according to him, you were asking for special circumstances. It was all me, and you wanted it done now.
When did I say that?
He told me that. He said that you were requesting unreasonable requests. You want to text out when you want them out, not when they're available.
No, I wanted it. What I specifically said is that I would have liked a tech to come out when they were going to come out, which I believe is something that you guys offer in your service guarantee. That didn't happen.
I wouldn't look too close at that.
You wouldn't look too close at your service guarantee.
No, not really.
I wouldn't be there.
What? I detect a little disdain in your attitude towards me. You got a problem against white people?
Do I have a problem with white people?
Yeah, you sounded a little racist there, sir.
No, I do not have a problem with white people.
Good.
I have absolutely no issue with any racial group.
Good.
My disdain is a little bit for the Comcast guarantee, but okay, I will be happy to greet a technician if they are indeed going to come out. Yep. I will be happy to stay up.
He's going to be out about 11 p.m.
Okay.
and we'll have him come out. He's going to go clean the wires up first that you hit with your car, and we're going to take care of that bill. And then he needs to come in and he needs to verify that your service is working.
Did anyone say that I hit these things with my car?
Well, you said that you, when you were pulling it, you were hitting it with your car.
No, I said that the wires are hanging down in the middle of our alley, and that anyone that would drive a car through there would have to be hit by the wires that are hanging down in the middle of the alley that were left there by our groups that come out here from.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have the tech come out. You're going to be up about 11 o'clock?
I will be happy to stay up for time. Okay. Until 11 o'clock.
All right. Well, I'll have him go clean that up, and then he'll come over and verify that your services are working, and we'll get him out of your hair, and we'll get you all taken care of.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask who this group is that's calling me at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, my name's Dwight. I'm calling from the call center.
Who is the manager that swore at me and called me a liar and then angry and hung up because of his divorce?
That was Mr. Valente.
Valente. And who is he?
He's my immediate supervisor.
Be talking any about me. Don't be talking any shit about me, Dwight. I swear to fucking God, I will fuck you both up. I will fuck you both up. If you're talking shit about me, that asshole customer still, fuck him. I'll cancel that technician right now. Matter of fact, I'm canceling.
Sir, I'll go ahead and get that tech out.
I'm canceling it. I'm canceled. I just canceled it already.
Don't worry, sir. I'll call the tech, and we'll have someone out at 11.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Canceled.
That sounded awesome. So great.
One of my most fun pranks they've done in a while.
And the best thing is we're going to call his ass in about an hour or so.
Confirm. Have Llama confirm he's on the way.
Yeah. Llama will call us. He's on the fucking way.
On the way. And then